Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Why does it matter to any of us? Our cotton, even though it's identity preserved, when you put 20 or 30 bales or 40 bales into a laydown, it's hard to identify the contamination in an individual bale of cotton and trace it back to a cotton gin. Having said that, though, we've got instances where in the past 2 or 3 years, mills have gone to the trouble of removing the bale packaging and then inspecting the bales, and we've got instances where they sent back to us material that they found near the outside surface of the bales that were plastics, along with the PBI tag that identified a specific gin.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Now, we often have instances where if a mill is able to trace back the contamination in a bale of cotton to a specific gin, they share that information with us. We try to be diligent, we try not to be overly aggressive, and we certainly do not publish that information, but we do try to work with those gins to figure out what was going on when a contamination event occurred that affected one of their customers, their present customers, and one of their potential future customers, and not get in a situation where they're saying, we don't want any of that cotton from that gin in the future.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When we look at the technology we use for harvesting, the U.S. is exclusively machine harvested, either picked or stripped. And again, these types of technologies have always been recognized by mills around the world as getting the cleanest cotton versus hand-harvested cotton, which you can easily pick up hair and pieces of burlap and other materials that are inadvertently introduced into the seed cotton on its way in a basket, in a small truck, and commingled in a big lot at a ginnery. And then those types of harvesting operations tend to provide more opportunity for contamination. We have an opportunity because we machine harvest our cotton to deliver to mills, both domestically and around the world, cotton that is pure and cotton that is clean. And we consistently do that. And we feel that the contamination event is really isolated. And we want to keep it isolated, but we also want to continue to work to achieve that zero contamination from a U.S. crop.